Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Ben Reichle.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK live telephone talk show On the Mark. Ben and I are very excited. You'll need to put the microphone near you.
So.
There you go. Okay. Mr. Ben Reichle is here. He's a local businessman, Republican committee person, President Trump supporter, and...
I'm an American supporter.
A good first. American, right. He's an American first.
I'm a supporter who's in the White House. Even the last administration, there was some support here and there, but then we saw him fall. We saw the last administration before that. With some support and here and there, then they fell. But now there's sort of a new attitude in the White House, and good, bad, or indifferent, we see some things getting done. Part of it is peeling back the onion of politics, and now you can see and smell.
Well, President Trump is very meek. He's not accomplishing anything because he's too meek. Is that a true statement? Or is that indisputably wrong?
Well, I will say this. The political parties, both of them needed, and the bureaucracy and, quote-unquote, the deep state and these groups now, they all have a handful. And like I said, the American people are getting to see, and the reality is kicking in now, what we see happening, unfortunately, in places like Baltimore, unfortunately, in places like San Francisco and Los Angeles with the homeless. Some of the real information's coming out of what goes on at the border. Our immigration system does not support the United States as much as it should in a lot of ways. So I think we're getting to see the realistic workings, and again, good, bad, or indifferent, of the political system. And we have a great country. It could be a lot better in a lot of ways. And also,
it could be a lot worse.
Well, I don't know how much worse it could have got in some regards when we talk about the immigration policies that have gone on for decades that haven't served America. But no, we're at trade policies that weren't serving America. So, we will certainly see what happens. But, of course, on today's show, we'll probably solve most of the problems and then leave a couple more for next week.
Right. Hopefully the president and others in Washington will listen so that they'll be able to know that we've actually come up with solutions thanks to the help of our listeners. All right. So let's engage them. On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Please check out that fine business at sunburymotors.com. Mr. Ben hasn't driven a Sunbury Motors vehicle in almost half an hour now, so he knows what it's like to be really well taken care of, to get a super value on your trade, get a fabulous new vehicle, precisely the one that you want, to get a great price and great cooperation and great service, and to be taken care of for the rest of your life by the Sunbury Motor Company. Our toll-free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. Our telephone number. We're open right now, 1-800-795-9565. We have some emails that relate to guns and one that relates to SNAP, which is the food stamp program, and a snail mail letter has arrived. It was not signed, but it's from an individual concerned about the president's use of the F word, so we will talk about that. You're welcome to join the fray today. You can drop a letter in the mail if you wish at the local post office, to Post Office Box 1070 Sunbury, or you can email us, it's much faster, on the mark at WKOK.com, or you can text us at 70236. That's the Text Connect system that we use to send out text messages about breaking news to individuals. We send you the text message plus a link to WKOK.com that would have more about that story. So we would invite you to check that out. So we've had a couple conversations conversations about guns lately on the show. Is there anything we can do that wouldn't infringe on the rights of law-abiding citizens? Most of our listeners have said no. Any common sense change in gun laws would, in fact, infringe on the rights of law-abiding citizens who use guns, and it's a mental health issue more than anything else. We had in the news recently, if you want to comment about that, we have Geisinger and Evangelical Community Hospital forming a new joint venture to acquire the Miller Center, and that'll be run by the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA. So that should be a real convergence of the quintessential providers of each of their specialities. You have the YMCA, which, of course, Ben and I haven't been to the YMCA this summer as often as we should, but we still do visit. And actually, I was there recently. I had a board meeting. Not a workout. But
Steve Angle still on the board there.
Oh yeah,
he runs
super board.
Yeah, he used to be on the board there years ago, but very positive initiative happening.
Yeah, YMCA, and of course you got Geisinger and Evan. They know how to do health and fitness and wellness, and the Miller Center certainly knows about community wellness and fitness. So I just super excited. I think it sort of relieves what some folks may have just observed casually, is you wonder in the decades ahead if the Miller Center could get enough members, if they'd be sustainable. We were assured that they had adequate funding and so on, and would be sustainable. But you want them to be really not heavily utilized, but you want them to be utilized as much as possible. So hopefully this will make that happen.
Yeah, there's facilities all over the country, and I can remember them in California back in the 80s that were being built. You look at the Olympic training centers out in Colorado. But you look at now the facilities that are being built and used by the communities and or the athletic groups. You see Phoenix has vast fields of you got soccer, softball, all these going on. But you're seeing this more and more. The Northeast might have been a little lax. But the one locally here is down near Lancaster called Spooky Nook. It was an old manufacturer factory, and now it's a large indoor facility that you'll see everything from football to field hockey to basketball to baseball being played down there. They have a hotel attached to it now. The National Women's National Field Hockey Team is based out of there. So, these facilities are becoming, more and more prominent. And also you see the growth of facilities at universities and colleges, the upgrade of stadiums.
Sure, look at Bucknell.
You see all the indoor stuff and that comes with it, not just for the athletic teams, but for the students of mine. So this goes back to now there's going to be a big push, and I believe it started years ago, but there's a big push for preventive medicine, what you can prevent, and so you want to be healthy early, stay healthy long, and there's going to be more than enough people who need the hospitals and the doctors. However, they like to sort of start to curb that. So you're going to see hospitals and the medical, the business of medicine becoming how can we be preventive of medicine? And also, too, I personally hope it's not just you go to your doctor and you get a pill. No, you go and you get on a health regime, you have this, and you don't have to take the pill then. Now, that might not sit well with big pharma, but wouldn't you rather be healthy
you
naturally?
Avoid it.
But look at the foods. The foods are
diet, fitness, and exercise.
It is absolutely ridiculous what they've done with our processing of foods. Part of it is positive that you can have shelf life, but the other part is how healthy is it?
You can buy a $1 pizza at Walmart. You think that's great food and great nutrition for you?
Well, there's a time and place for certain things like that, but you're seeing the turn back to healthy. But Mark, remember back in the 50s and 60s,
Buy pizza at Walmart.
Well,
go to Rocco's.
Well, I would say Rocco's, Isabella's, or others. But I'd say people used to have a small garden in their backyard. They ate lard, but they didn't eat 5 pounds of it. They worked.
It was a cooking product. They worked it off.
Yeah, they worked. They came home. They did things. We are, and I'll include myself, we are a little bit on the obese side. If you look at our society as a whole, but going back to the Miller Center, the YMCA, Evan and Geisinger,
sounds super.
Yeah, it's all the potential in the world, and it should work itself out.
Well, remember they already got Evangelicos physical therapy is already there. The Buffalo Valley Recreation Authority already has a foothold there, not a huge one, but they do some things there. So you know that you already got the community involved. It's going to have a broad daycare, which is the YMCA speciality. Mm-hmm. I mean, they got the citation-free three-star YMCA daycare center in Sunbury, so that's just a fabulous job. Either two or three stars. I hope mm-hmm. I'm getting that right. But they know how to do daycare correctly, as other daycares do around here. They don't have the exclusive ownership.
The YMCA here in Sunbury, Milton, you're talking, they get 5 pounds out of a three-pound bag. They have done wonderful for serving the community, especially here in Sunbury, but also up in Milton. I know Ron Marshall runs the Milton facility, and they've upgraded and they got the community involved there. But here in Sunbury, built in 1959 up on 4th Street, right near Sunbury
year
Motors.
I was born, so it's 60 years old.
And, look what they have, and They built a pool on the second floor back in 1959. That's an engineering
right.
marvel.
Well,
but no, the staff and the board, you're on the board at the YMCA, the people that you see contributing and using that facility.
Who's the Zartman, the founder? Oh, his name escapes me. I know Dave, but I can't remember his father's name.
But you had a whole host of folks. The plaque hangs right outside when you walk
right,
in.
Right, it's
you,
still
you
there.
But no, it's good facilities for the community, and I think this is just another positive that should help them.
Miller Center, President Trump, guns. These are topics of conservation or conversation. In case you haven't figured out, it is an open day. As I mentioned, we got a snail mail about the president using the F word. We got an email about the president, and we got Lance standing by. He was listening earlier this morning when Movie Mike McGranahan was on. You can hear the archive at WKOK.com on the podcast page. Good morning, Lance. You are on the mark.
Wow. Well, anyway, it really drove home to me this morning how that once things that would have been described as heartwarming and encouraging are now corny, sappy, and trite. And things that at one time would be described as mentally twisted and sick are now sophistication. I mean, that's really the way our country went, isn't it?
Okay. Well, yes, I guess so. But if you're doing horror films, you can't just keep doing the same thing. You got to get smarter and smarter.
Yeah, I understand that. But to do that would really take a really twisted mind. I read one Stephen King novel once, and I thought, you know, if I had a friend that was writing this stuff in a journal, I'd be seeking professional help for him. I mean, it's really that bad. And you wonder why when folks go to view this kind of stuff, it just knocks out of their mind anything that would really be common sense.
Well, the classics are going to be the classics. I don't think you can reduce Psycho, even though I'm sure Hollywood's trying it or tried it. I don't even know, but the original Psycho. You look at Alfred Hitchcock, you look at The Birds, you look at some of the classics, and those can't change. But remember, in today's society, it's you got to hit quick and hard. And if it's not things that are unrealistic, it's language that's being used. It's a combination of both.
Well, now I'm not really going in that direction. But what I am saying is that that particular stuff, the stuff that was once heartwarming and encouraging, is blasted out, is not worthy of us even looking at.
Well, do you think
that's the part of it that gets me?
You don't see Hollywood redoing The Sound of Music, do you?
Well, no, but what I'm saying,
they did do a live action version.
Well, who played Julia Andrews, Beyonce? I mean, they haven't redone. I mean, I remember they tried to redo The Wizard of Oz into The Wiz.
No. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that the critic was saying that a movie like that isn't worthy of anyone's time. That's it. Now, if he would have said, if you're the old, farmer boy type, like myself, okay, for instance, you're really going to like this movie. Well, yeah, that's okay, even though wasn't his cup of tea. But to actually say, like this guy did, that it's just a snoozer, I think that's what he called it, you know, and not worthy of anybody even watching it, now that there is what I took umbrage with.
Well, he's an editorial writer. He's a commentator. His opinion is his product.
Yeah.
So we asked him to come in here today and share his product, and that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's a review.
Oh, yeah.
So if you don't like the adjectives, you do not have to heed it. The beauty of opinions is that you don't have to heed the suggestion that might be contained therein. So that's what Movie Mike does. All right, we got another caller on the line. Thank you so much for checking in. Mike, stand by. We'll be with you in a moment.
You've patiently waited all summer to buy that new car or truck.
Well, this is it.
Hurry into all Sunbury Motors locations now through Saturday.
At Sunbury Motors Ford.
It's the final days of the Hurry Up and Save sales event. Choose from over 100 new 2019 Ford F-150s with discounts as high as $14,500. And choose from over 50 2019 Ford Escapes. They start at $17,985.
At Sunbury Motors Hyundai.
A 2019 Hyundai Kona SE starts at just $28,852. There's 13 2019 Tucson SEs starting at $22,699. And a 2020 Elantra SE is under 20 grand at $19,089.
At Sunbury Motors Kia,
there's 0% financing for up to 75 months on select 2019 Kia Optimas, Sportages, Cadenzas, Sedonas, and Serenos. Your interest rate will be zero until 2025.
And the summer with a new vehicle from Sunbury Motors Ford Lincoln Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza and at Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip in Hummel's Wharf.
Sunbury Motors.
All right, one of our good listeners sends us a note and has a much better memory than I do, saying that Gene Zartman is the individual that founded the Zartman Construction Company back in the 70s.
Yeah, Gene and Charlotte Zartman, and Mrs. Z's Kitchen. And
yeah, and young Fran is the person who I most frequently get to communicate
Fran
with.
Zartman
and
would be.
Dave Zartman's on the YMCA Sunbury board as well, so we got a lot of smart folks in that family. Mike, thanks for standing by. You are on the mark.
Good morning, man.
Good morning.
Like many of your listeners, I've been affected by plant closings in my immediate family over my lifetime, and probably the most devastating one when I was a young man, my father's factory shut down, and when he went to work, the gate was chained shut with a cardboard sign with a crayon etched that said closed, and that was the end of it. There was no ERISA. None of those benefits were available back then. And that was devastating, and it's probably molded me for much of the person I am today. With that said, I understand, you know, down in your area you had a traumatic plant closing recently. And it brings me to want to mention, up here in my area, we live right next to Luzerne County. You probably have heard the Retreat Prison and the Whitehaven Center are scheduled to be closed. Did you hear about that?
Right. Retreat Center and the Retreat State Hospital, right?
That's in Whitehaven, right.
Okay.
And the talk up here is that many people believe that this was a vindictive move by the Democratic governor, because Luzerne County, which hosts both of these particular places, you know, supplied much of the margin for Donald Trump to win in 2016. And up until this past election, Luzerne County was bluer than blue when it came to voting. And so to me, the people feel that this could be a vindictive mood. It's kind of, I don't know, it makes me unnerved that people could actually feel that the politicians that govern their state would be vindictive to the point that they would single them out for closings that would affect hundreds and hundreds of employees and millions of dollars into the economy. And I was just wondering, you know, how you guys feel about that and if you think it's something that should be talked about.
Oh, okay. So it could be playing politics. Thanks for supporting President Trump. Here's your closures kind of thing?
Yeah, that's exactly what the sentiment is. And also, Luzerne County has basically mobilized a ground group's effort to fight the unfunded mandate from the EPA that they have a rain tax. I don't know if it's got down your way yet or not.
No, it's the I'm trying to think of the authority that is for stormwater.
What you're talking about, River Basin Commission?
No. It's the Wyoming. I forget the group, but it's an authority. But it's stormwater. It's to get stormwater infrastructure built. Right. I think it's, and, I think it's Wyoming Valley is the group.
If you look at that mandate, much of the requirements are being put on the rural areas as opposed to the cities, who are getting waivers for a lot of things. So they think it's, you know, completely unfair and that they're being singled out for that too.
Well, I'll be honest with you, Mike. I don't think politics in Luzerne and Lackawanna County and Northumberland County, I don't think that's headline news anymore, that politics are being played. The details of it, though, I would say if Governor Wolf is making a closure based on the president being Donald Trump, then Donald Trump has totally got in the head of the Democrats. Now, is there other works? I think, I want to double check, though, your congressman might be Dan Muser in that
That's
area.
Correct.
How it comes around there. Really, nobody knows what the districts are in Pennsylvania.
No, these are
anymore.
Ungerrymandered.
Yeah. No. They're also unconstitutional districts. Anyway, getting back to your detail, why it would be enclosed, I think you have to look at the programs and look at the information coming out and what's needed and where these hospitals or rehab treatments are needed. Now, saying that, I would be very surprised if the need isn't there, considering the opioid crisis we're going through almost in every corner of the United States.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, when you read the local newspapers every day and see what's happening, you know, you don't see, in my opinion, when you read the major newspapers, you don't see what's happening on the ground in your backyard. But when I open up my local newspaper here in Bloomsburg every day and see the number of arrests for drug convictions, the number of arrests for people doing crazy things on meth, and even if I read the Reinsport paper also, it's crazy. So I know there is a need, but it's just, to me, that it has could even come into the general vocabulary of people that the governor is being vindictive for the way they voted. It's something that I don't think I've ever. I know that, you know, there, what was that book, Hardball? You know, how politics is played. I know that, you know, people understand that, you know, politicians like to give money to their political supporters, and politicians like to give money to their favorite pet peeve. But the idea that the politicians could come out and vindictively punish a county for voting for the political opponent, to me, that's something new.
But there's no evidence of that, correct? Other than the coincidence.
No, there's no physical evidence, again. But,
okay.
But who runs the facility? It's the state running the facility.
Both are state run.
Yeah, and you look at Governor Wolf got reelected pretty easily. I would guess that area, I'd like to see the cutout of the Wolf vote for that. So, if it's going all the way up to the White House, then we are in a deeper state than we might think.
All right.
Obviously. Yeah, listen, great hearing you guys. Enjoy your show.
Thank you so much. Appreciate the call. We have emails that relate to DUI checkpoints. One person wisely disagrees with those. Another individual sends us a text message via Text Connect system and says, listening to CBS News story about Joe Biden apparently retelling a story about a veteran's medal pinning ceremony and how almost all the details were false. How does CBS end the story then by bringing up Washington Post as citing how many times the president lies? So that makes it okay for Biden? So wrong.
Well, I did hear that story, and I almost thought the same thing. Going, what does the president have to do with it?
They did one and then the other. Okay.
But Joe Biden is just having a tough time, and I think Joe Biden wishes he was at his beach house in in Delaware, because he didn't need to do this. He could have, you want to talk about corruption in politics. You start looking at the Biden family and the record, and things just don't add up. But take most politicians, and you take R's or D's, Republicans or Democrats. Look when they go into office. Look at Elijah Cummings in Baltimore. He went in an office with a net worth of, $500,000? And now he's somewhere between $8 and $9 million or even more. It depends
on
the stories.
So they engorge themselves in Washington.
And again, look on the Republican side too. But when these politicians go to But also now there is an administration there that is, and I'm going to say it again, peeling back the onion. And some of these people, the emperor or empress has no clothes. We're seeing the inadequacy of our politicians, but more the inadequacies of some of the bureaucrats. And that's the scarier part, especially with what just happened with Comey, Clapper, and Brennan, and the other FBI agents, along with Comey, McCabe, and some of these folks. That's the scarier part, when non-elected bureaucrats can have an effect, or try to have an effect on an election, and that should be both sides. This is stuff that folks, some of your elk back in the 60s used to protest, repeal the Patriot Act. These are the people who should be up against what Comey did, what McCabe did, Clapper and Brennan. You might not agree or like the person in the White House now, but democracy's at stake here with what these folks did, and it is just appalling what the deep state and the bureaucratic folks did.
It's a swamp. It's a swamp. We got to drain that swamp.
Yeah, not all swamps are bad.
Oh, okay.
You know, the ecological benefits of swamps.
We should have a conversation about Louisiana too. Speaking of swamps, when we get back, thanks to them.
Well, they won the World Series.
Yeah, that's it. Just a little
World
Series.
Little East World Series, Louisiana.
And how many people do you know in Louisiana? Hundreds. You're listening to News Radio 1070 WDKOK Sunbury, WDKOK News Time, 9 a.m.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Ben Reichley.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK Live telephone talk show, On the Mark. We're doing a bit of the Steve Jones Show shtick today, yeah. Talking about who's going to win the high school football games tonight. Mm. Second week of the high school football season, which means you want to hear the Lewisburg Green Dragons on 100.9 The Valley. You'll want to hear Eagle 107's broadcast of the Seals Grove Seals tonight, and WKOK's broadcast of the Shikellamy Braves, followed by the Mets at the Phillies.
The Braves have... trying to think who the Braves are playing.
Central Columbia.
Okay, I'm sorry. And Lewisburg's playing Central Mountain.
You're right.
So you got two Centrals, and then Seals Grove is making the trip to Jersey Shore.
Oh.
The shore without any sand.
All right, gotcha. It's the Jersey without a shore.
Yeah, oh boy. That's a trek that... you have to try to get there.
I've been to Jersey Shore. I spent a couple years there one afternoon. On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our toll-free line is open. You can call us 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com and text us at 70236. If you're a Text Connect member, just reply to a previous message or start up a new one at 70236. Some brief news headlines here. Only one DUI arrest was made after a pair of sobriety checkpoints were conducted in parts of the valley last weekend. According to numbers from the North Central Highway Safety Network, the DUI arrest came from a checkpoint in Union County, where spokesman Mike Deals says nearly 1,100 vehicles were stopped. One sobriety test was conducted, and there was one DUI arrest. Additionally, says there were 10 citations issued for various violations, as there were two warnings handed out as well. A checkpoint was also conducted in Columbia County last weekend. There, over 600 vehicles were contacted. That led to 12 sobriety tests and 8 traffic violations, but no DUI arrests were found there in Columbia County.
Community service must be drive responsibly, must be working. Designated drivers must be working.
Well, I think part of the deterrence is when they advertise that they're going to have the checkpoints. They say that's part of the shtick that helps. Maybe not. We'll see. We'll get into this shortly here.
They're advertising that they're going to have this.
Right, yeah, they tell you in advance that they're going to have them someplace, somewhere, so you don't drink and drive anywhere because you don't know where they'll be.
And maybe the IRS can adopt that policy.
We're going to do random audits.
Mr. Lawrence, you're going to be audited in 2021. We're going to give you 2 years to get everything straightened out. Boy, well, I tell you what, there's a lot of business people who would love to have that advantage.
I'd get my stuff straightened out if I knew that. All right, Valley, two big Valley health providers are teaming up with the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA and the Miller Center to create one new community-centered, larger facility.
During a press conference Thursday, Evangelical Community Hospital in Geisinger announced a joint venture that is acquiring Lewisburg's The Miller Center. The Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA will manage the overall facility. Therefore, the new facility will be named YMCA at the Miller Center, powered by Evangelical in Geisinger. Matt Miller, Miller Center board member and acting executive director, says the family always wanted this to be a collaboration when it opened in July 2017.
This had very little to do with any benefit to the Miller family, and it had everything to do with how could we change the community dynamically. And bringing these partners on board just elevates that vision.
Evangelical President and CEO Kendra Ocker says the joint venture is expected to be finalized no later than December 15th. Ocker says all Miller Center employees of around 100 will be retained either by the YMCA or Evangelical. The joint venture will also acquire 6 additional acres of land on the Miller Center property, which will be converted into additional parking at the facility. Ocker says since all the involved organizations had the same vision to collaborate, the time was right to make the move.
When the Y started down this path, when the Miller Center started down this path, they each had their visions. And Geisinger and Evan have been speaking for years about what we could do together, saying, you know, we can realize something that's greater for the community.
The YMCA will also be installing an Olympic-sized and therapeutic pool in the facility, as well as expanding child care services. YMCA CEO Bonnie McDowell says a little under $2 million in funding has already been raised from a similar campaign, and that money will be transferred to the current campaign. The announcement also means the current YMCA Express building in Lewisburg will close at the end of the year, and those 20 employees will be transferred to the Miller Center. McDowell says all members' IDs of the current YMCA Express will be good until December 15th. At the current facility and are scheduled to be accepted at the new Miller Center December 16th. Geisinger President and CEO Dr. Jaywon Rue says the move is about making health easier.
Our organizations individually, we've been working on programs and resources that promote that healthy lifestyle, and now together we're going to be able to do that. I think health is one of these things at Geisinger we think about, you know, it takes a village to make health easier.
You can watch the announcement on the WKOK Facebook page. Matt Catrillo, News Radio 1070 WKOK.
All right, some more news headlines. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan says Maryland has alarming concerns about neighboring Pennsylvania's efforts to meet clean water goals and how falling short will affect the Chesapeake Bay. Hogan sent a letter to Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf and the U.S. EPA Thursday. Hogan, who chairs the Chesapeake Executive Council, also says Pennsylvania's plan includes a troubling funding gap of more than $300 million annually. Hogan says Pennsylvania's final watershed implementation plan falls far short of the federally set nitrogen goal. He says it only achieves 73% of the required reduction. The council is scheduled to meet next week. The Chesapeake Bay is the nation's largest estuary. Hogan emphasizes in his letter that the nation has committed to restoring it through executive orders as well as congressional actions and policies. But it looks like Pennsylvania is lagging behind, which we know that to be true. So hold that thought. I know you got a good reaction there. And finally, a Pennsylvania man convicted of disorderly conduct for making a shooting gesture with his finger has lost his bid to have it overturned. A state appellate court made the ruling Tuesday on the appeal brought by Stephen Kirchner. The man from Manor, PA, made the gesture while walking past a neighbor's home in 2018. The man allegedly made an obscene gesture toward Kirchner, who responded with the finger-pointing gun gesture, meaning, you know, like pow, like you would do when you were a kid. A witness called 911 to report the gesture. The neighbor called authorities and said he felt extremely threatened. In his appeal, Kirchner argued that using your finger as a gun doesn't actually create a hazardous or physically offensive condition. He argued that he didn't intend to cause a public inconvenience because he made the gesture to a specific individual. Kirchner's attorney says they will not appeal the matter further, so his conviction of disorderly conduct for making a shooting gesture at his neighbor with his finger, he lost his bid to have that conviction, so the disorderly conduct citation stands.
Is that a third party who felt threatened?
Well, yeah, it was a neighbor called 911 and said, hey, there's a man here pointing his finger at the neighbors.
The neighbor, yeah. Boy.
Can you believe this? That's crazy.
This is where some of our folks have taken us.
And they're not appealing it any further. Nothing says a frivolous conviction like pointing your finger at somebody and being charged with disorderly conduct.
But the neighbor who was extremely threatened. Okay. So if the man would have made a lewd gesture, with his
gave him the finger
other
instead.
Finger or grabbed you know did something that you would see Michael Jackson do on a video of MTV or did something you wouldn't feel extremely threatened then.
Well, you know, and this is further proof of our courts are going too far with some of the rulings lately. We've had a couple cases pop up this
courts
week.
Courts are going too far. How about neighbors?
Well, yeah, neighbors,
this
too.
This person must not have had anything in their life to do.
Well, and disorderly conduct starts with police, too. That's a police filed.
That's true.
So they got the cops on board saying that it's disorderly to... creates a public nuisance,
but
a threatening nuisance.
The neighbor started it by doing something to...
gave him the finger. Well, that's free speech, baby. As pointing your finger at somebody. You know, there's no... I don't know. I just think this is frivolous.
It's absurd.
One of our listeners sends us a note. We told you about the DUI checkpoints in the news. I have never liked DUI checkpoints. I always thought it was further proof of overall guilt, unless you can prove yourself innocent by talking to the police and they smell your breath in your vehicle.
Now, I'll ask you, let's go ahead and read this. I'll ask you a question after this.
Okay. We're going to read the email. It says, it is time to retire the DUI checkpoint system and restore the constitutional rights of Valley citizens. Memorial Day brought us news of a wasteful checkpoint in Selance Grove where just one DUI arrest was made. Taxpayers lost on that night. Now we learn that in Union and Columbia counties, over 1,500 citizens had their rights violated by being illegally detained and questioned. One arrest at the expense of 1,500 people. Taxpayers lost again. In Columbia County, 12 motorists were pulled from their vehicles, publicly shamed, and put through the anxiety and fear of a field sobriety test administered by an armed government official. None of them were found to be under the suspicion of being under the influence. None. Zero. Meantime, the joint venture between multiple agencies squandered our tax funds that could have helped stop crime and save lives. Going for 0 and 12 and 1 for 1,500 is an embarrassing statistic for law enforcement. Are they poorly trained or just using an outdated practice, says Ben from Lewisburg. Ben, you're absolutely right. DUI checkpoints are should be a thing of the past. It is our, I think, illegal, but they have been upheld, unfortunately, by the U.S. Supreme Court. I think it's illegal search and seizure. It is being presumed guilty unless you're somehow able at the checkpoint to prove yourself innocent. They say driving is a privilege, and that's the asterisk that they use to make sure that they can stop you at any time, make you exit your vehicle, smell your breath, do a field sobriety checkpoint or field sobriety test. It's should be totally illegal. What's your view?
Have you been through any of those?
I think maybe one time.
I've been through. You get stopped and they ask you for things, and of course it seems like they're looking now more for your vehicle light out, turn signal not working or something.
Yeah, get the rest of the citations. Yeah, they get monies few dollars back.
But if you've been through the test where they pull you over, they come up, they say, it's absurd. Stand on your one leg. Well, can I use my cane, officer? No. count backwards. Repeat the Constitution from 10 down. What are the Bill of Rights? But anyway, the officers are in a tough situation. However, you have a situation where this does need to be reviewed. It does need to be reviewed and needs to be looked at because you are infringing you're guilty until you've proven yourself innocent.
Wow, I'm surprised to hear you say
that.
Well,
when I had an officer say, "Well, would you step out of the car? I smell something." And I'm looking at him like, "I've not had anything to drink, so whatever you're smelling, you know, good luck." And you're polite to the officers. You know, at least I was, and I'm there. And
well, they're just doing their job.
Yeah, but on the other hand, these DUI checkpoints are circuses. If you're going to have, and I say this about speeding, if you want to control speeding, don't hide behind trees and hide behind turns. Get out there and drive up and down the road or sit out there where people can see you. And don't have one officer. Have another officer 2 miles away. So when they get past you and if people speed up, then, you know, if you want to control that for public safety, that's fine. Or are you in it for revenue? And you know, that's where
the
gray area is.
Well, the cops want revenue for officers. Well,
that's where
radar.
That's where the gray area is. But, you know, I will say this. I wouldn't want to be in the shoes of these officers when they have to pull people over because you just don't know what the heck's going on. You know, I used to try to reach for my, get the license, get the insurance, get the registration.
Get it all ready.
I don't even touch it until they get up there and say, "Officer, okay, I'm going to get my stuff now." Because if I was an officer walking up, I saw people reaching in glove compartments and reaching around, finding things, I'd be concerned too. So this is a situation, but that needs to be looked at. Again, are you looking for revenue or are you looking for public safety?
And if you're carrying, if you have a concealed carry permit, you got to show that to the officer right away. Keep your hands in plain sight and tell them if you're packing or not.
And then I'd like to have maybe somebody in law enforcement can call in. I'd like to know what is the damn legal tinting of windows. Because
how do you measure?
I see people. I've known people who got pulled over for tinted windows. I see cars go by that you know, it's a black car with black windows. You can't see anything. So again, the inconsistencies of some of our laws might be the more frustrating.
Well, unless
part.
You have a decibel meter, how do you stop somebody with a loud pipe? But in the Harleys, while you're stopping somebody who has a loud muffler, the Harleys go right by and you can't hear a thing. So why is that legal? All right, 1-800-795-9565 is our toll free line. Call us immediately. We're talking about DUI checkpoints. Neither Ben nor I are in favor of them. A little surprise there, but he too says it's a system
now,
whose time has come and gone.
We're not, both you and I are not saying we condone drinking and driving.
Well, don't do that.
We're just saying that these checkpoints are a little bit, I think, push the envelope when it comes to
they're unconstitutional. It's not an envelope. It's the U.S. Constitution. All right, 1-800-795-9565. We got a caller standing by. He's going to be on the radio shortly.
You've patiently waited all summer to buy that new car or truck. Well, this is it.
Hurry into all Sunbury Motors locations now through Saturday.
At Sunbury Motors Ford,
it's the final days of the Hurry Up and Save sales event. Choose from over 100 new 2019 Ford F-150s with discounts as high as $14,500. And choose from over 50 2019 Ford Escapes. They start at $17,985.
At Sunbury Motors Hyundai,
a 2019 Hyundai Kona SE starts at just $2,852. There's 13 2019 Tucson SEs starting at $22,619. And a 2020 Elantra SE is under 20 grand at $19,089.
At Sunbury Motors Kia,
there's 0% financing for up to 75 months on select 2019 Kia Optimas, Sportages, Cadenzas, Sedonas, and Serenos. Your interest rate will be zero until 2025.
And the summer with a new vehicle from Sunbury Motors Ford Lincoln Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza and at Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip in Hummel's Wharf.
Sunbury Motors.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. We're talking about DUI checkpoints. One of our good listeners wisely notes that they are a waste of money. That's his main theme. I just feel as though they're unconstitutional. What's your opinion? Neither Ben nor I think it's an ideal system to fight DUI. Lance, who feels quite strongly about DUI being a very significant crime, is on the line. Good morning, Lance. You're on the Mark. Thanks for calling in.
Well, the deal is... the parts of me that say that I'm totally against that constitutionally and everywhere else. But what I get when people usurp my constitutional rights is, if it saves one life, isn't it worth it? And that's really, that's what you get about the guns, right?
You have to relinquish some of your rights to save a life?
Yeah, give away some of your rights, you know, to save a life.
That's well, if we took away all narcotics and drugs, we'd save lives, but that would hardly seem appropriate.
Stop selling tobacco.
Right, selling tobacco, make cars that do not go over 55.
What does Ben Franklin say? If you give up some of your rights, you deserve none of your rights? That's a paraphrase.
Right. Now, here's the deal, though, guys. If we could save, in other words, if we could save 8% of the people who die in drunk driving crashes, in 1 year, we've saved as many lives as what have died in mass shootings in the last 20 years.
Yeah, but is DUI checkpoints the best way to do that?
Well, however we do it. You know what I mean?
Well, what do you mean? So,
anything. Why don't we just shoot drivers randomly?
You got one person out of, 1,800 total?
1,500.
1,500 total?
Go ahead. Spread that out. It's one life every 1,800 people that are out there. That's a pile of people. I mean, we have averaged over the last 20 years about 45 people dying every year in mass shootings, and we're ready to set every ship a sail to stop it, right? Right?
No, I don't think we're setting any ships a sail, because some groups are, or some people are trying, but again, if you're going to fight drunk driving, what's the best way to do it? And right now it looks like DUI checkpoints are somewhat insignificant with the numbers, unless society has changed immensely and people are using designated drivers or some sort of Uber or Lyft or taxis, or they're just drinking so responsibly now that these DUI checkpoints don't work.
All of those are true. You just named people are getting a ride. People are aware. People aren't drinking too much. People are walking home, getting a cab.
Why advertise these? Why advertise?
Because they know it's also a deterrent that some individuals who are considering taking a taxi will do so if they know there's DUI checkpoints in their area. Now, social media has changed all this. If you're wired in on social media, the first person that goes through the checkpoint says, hey, there's a DUI checkpoint on Route 11. Don't go there. Go ahead, Lance.
Well, really, Finland had a horrible, horrible drunk driving problem here. This is almost 30 years ago. And they solved it completely. They made it half a year's pay, no matter who you were, your first time you got caught. Well, nobody did it. Nobody wanted to go out on the road. So now they have they call it good time vans, you know. They'll take you around, you know, and you can get plastered and without hurting anyone. And it's really been quite popular. There's one fellow that went the article, he'd go to like Western theme bars, you know, one time, and then they go to like that time it was disco type bars, and then they had a mixture of them, and it really actually they're consuming more alcohol now than they ever were, and nobody's getting killed.
All right, so losing your rights is okay because the end justifies the means in this particular case. What if they take all 1,500 people, incarcerate them for a couple hours so they can give them all blood tests, and so they're in jail, and they will expedite it. Now, you're not going to be held for 8 hours, but till they get all 1,500 to the hospital, get them blood drawn, get all the papers signed. How long would it take to do 1,500 blood tests at EVAN? Is that an encroachment on their rights?
Well, yeah, but what I'm saying is we want to make it such an awful crime, you know, and the punishment so bad that nobody does it.
Is DUI a terrible crime yet? I think DUI is, you know, not really a life-ending offense if you get caught nowadays.
Well, you've got to go through the court system, you've got to go through
you get fined
the first time, or if you go through a second time,
lose your license.
The third time, you're losing your license. But, there's other alternatives. But, again, the cost of the DUI checkpoints, the notoriety of the DUI checkpoints, if they want to get people drinking and driving, there's better ways to do it. However, then you look at the business of alcohol. Where's that come in? Is it right for a police officer to sit outside a bar, and when people leave that bar or restaurant, they pull them over?
So we should be going after Bacardi, just like we're going after Purdue Pharma. I mean, nobody said, you know, when I had too many rum and cokes on vacation last year, nobody said, oh my gosh, we got to get Bacardi. We're going after him because Mark has a headache the next day. So, but that's what we're doing with Purdue Pharma. We're saying, hey, the opioid crisis. But Bacardi doesn't lie. Maybe that's the difference. You know, Purdue Pharma did. All right. Thank you so much, Lance. We know where you stand on our Constitution now. We got you. All right. 1-800-795-9565. One of our good listeners sends me a text and says, Mark, almost all of the DUI checkpoints are grant-funded, and the officers are working overtime, so it doesn't cost taxpayers anything.
It doesn't. Where the grants come from?
Who here?
Now, if they come from private organizations and things like that.
They don't. They come from PennDOT and Harrisburg and the North Central Highway Safety Network and all that stuff.
Once you've been through, and I feel bad when people tell you stories about, you know, going through and doing the breathalyzer stuff.
Oh, they really got screened.
Yeah, and you know, I can see where people lose it and get frustrated and that. Now, maybe they are guilty. And of course too, now the tavern owners and the bar restaurant owners, their liability is up if they, you know, serve somebody.
Party hosts too.
Well, people,
you know, Pennsylvania's private law goes off to party hosts.
Private residents.
If you send drunks out home, you have a party at your house or serve any booze for any reason at your house and send an individual out drunk that you knew was drunk, then you're held liable, too, for the damage they do. 1-800-795-9565. Dale, you're on the mark. We're talking about DUI checkpoints. You probably think they are constitutional.
No, I never got one. And I only rolled my window down about an inch.
Oh, an inch, okay. But he'll smell your...
What you do is just roll down your window an inch and tell them. They said, hey, can you roll it down? They need questions. You just tell them that, am I under arrest? And if they say no, say, okay, well, can I go? That's all you have to do, because they can't hold you and question you unless they have reasonable cause. So you just roll it down. If you're not, if they tell you you're not under arrest, you ask them if you can be on your way.
Well,
if they tell you no, you're under being questioned. Through the law, you say, you know, all it is basically all facilitated by, you know, ambulance chasers. You know that. I know that.
You mean the lawyers are at the DUI checkpoints?
Yeah. No,
okay.
Facilitate it. They're sending the Cub Scouts out to generate money.
I never thought about that. The DUI lawyers, like up in Wilkes-Barre where they advertise left and right if you get caught DUI.
Yeah, well, the same ones who hung Jesus Christ because he thought that laws were a little bit, you know, extreme.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, that's what I said. You know, I think people today, I even think media's starting to wake up now, but, you know.
What?
There are so many former attorneys and all that are all in media now because, you know, they have to protect their purse. And only way to they generate money is these little rackets and, you know, extortions. And they got judges sitting up on there. You know, we need to take the judges out. We need to wipe out all the judges. If you have Bar License Association, you cannot be a judge. And that's where the people would have, you know, equal rights.
Get rid of all them lawyers in the courts. That would change everything.
Yeah. You get. I mean, you're allowed to have it.
No law degree necessary.
Thank you. Yeah, you're allowed to have it on that side, but the judge, you can't have a bar association for sitting on the bench. I'm sorry.
Common sense necessary.
You know, that's how Jesus Christ got hung, because, you know, there was a lawyer as the judge. I mean, you had the prosecutor, you had the defender. And, you know, that's how. Once that happens, you know, the CIA facilitates all this. You know, the ones from Yale and Harvard, they go, you know, get tied into the CIA. And then the CIA, you know, vets the FBI and all like that. So that's what you see. All this Comey ain't even going to get touched because he worked for the CIA, generated money. So
gotcha.
I mean, I think some people are starting to wake up. I mean, I guess it's generation because they don't listen to it and they can see it. When you don't listen too close, basically, you can see it. So I think more people are catching on to this little, you know, ambulance chaser.
Gotcha. All right. Thank you so much, Dale. Appreciate the call. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We have four emails pending. Two have the subject of guns. One has the subject of President Trump, and another one says snap. is in the food stamp program. Plus, we got a snail mail that somebody's not happy about the president using the F word. So we'll talk about those. Join the fray right now. You can text us at 70236. You can email us at onthemarket@kok.com. And we would invite you to call us 1-800-795-9565. Do you think DUI checkpoints are constitutional? We have, it's 0-3 people saying that they're unconstitutional.
They are constitutional.
Right. Oh, yeah, they've been upheld.
Yeah, they've been upheld. So they are constitutional. Now, the frustration with it is, should it be?
You're right. It should not be. All right. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. Steve Jones. It's football. Nate Bauer joins us today, 3 to 5 News Radio, 1070 WKOK.
Welcome back. WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the mark. One of our good listeners says... let's see what Paul has to say. We'll read the email in a moment. Paul, you're on the mark. Thanks for calling in. We've been talking about DUI checkpoints. We also talked about the Miller Center, the new conglomeration of smooshing together Geisinger, Evan, the YMCA, and the Miller Center. One of our good listeners suggested that the institutional closings at retreat is retaliation for the good Trump vote that came out of that area. What's your view on all this?
Well, give me man's definition of right, and also give me a definition to privilege.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Man's, was it definition of right?
Right. What's right and what's wrong? I don't know. Give us your definition. That might be a better way to proceed at this point. We have a lot of dead air.
Well, a right is something that cannot be taken away from you. A privilege can be taken away at any time by man.
You mean like driving?
Is a privilege.
Okay. Well, I guess in a manner of speaking, but that doesn't seem right.
Well, then how can you give a conversation or a discussion if you don't know what is right or a privilege? Because if it is a right, man cannot take it away from you because he doesn't have the power. A privilege he does because he's the one that made the privilege in the first place.
Okay. Excellent questions. Unanswerable, as always, but excellent questions. What else you got for us?
Well, there is a certain thing in life that we all have, and that is your mind and what you decide what is right and what is wrong. So what one man declares that DM when what? Oh, son of a gun.
Yeah.
I got my twisted old tongue going up, and I can't see over my IT. What is it that man decides is right, and what does man decide is a privilege? Because if you have a right, it's God given. If it's a privilege, it's man made.
Okay. Well, you got us on those.
Yeah, yeah, boy, we'll ponder that this weekend. Glad it's a long weekend and give us an extra day.
We'll take it up on Monday during
Tuesday.
Our best of show.
Yeah.
No, Monday. Thank you, Paul. Thanks for calling in. One of our listeners says, you both made the comment that there are several alternatives that are better than checkpoints. What are they? Are seatbelt and baby seat checkpoint violations of our rights? Don't they save lives, says Larry, one of our good listeners in Texas.
Well, I think the alternatives I'm referring to is the drive, you know, the public announcement, you know, if you're going to drink, drive responsibly, or, you know, don't drink, get a designated driver. Yeah, the educational parts of it.
Conventional safety.
And also understand. But I will say this, and I say this respectfully to the teenage drivers, the fear of God in giving to a teenage driver, meaning if you think about drinking underage and driving, you know, you won't have your license till you're 42 type of deal. Or, you know, this is what happens if you drive under the influence. I think the programs that are put out, and also the people who are serving alcohol, the understanding. Like I said, the bar owners do not want to compromise their business license by serving somebody one more or two more drinks when they're visually intoxicated. So I think the awareness factor has gone to this. My point with the DUI checkpoints is where they're located and what they're doing, why they tell people they are. You know what? There should be a DUI checkpoint anytime, anywhere. But if you and I were talking, people, you know too many officers or too many officials that will leak out. But again, when you're putting these checkpoints at places where people are, you have no place to go, turn around, and that, and you know, is that infringing on them? However, if they're breaking the law, are they allowed to be infringed upon?
1-800-795-9565. Are seatbelt and baby seat checkpoints violations of our rights? We don't have those around here.
No, but I have seen baby seat stops where they're showing people, you know, they're saying, hey, you can
stop at Evan Hospital and they'll do a seat check. Okay, but that's a voluntary thing. Yeah, they don't stop you on
the
highway.
But also, too, though, if an officer sees a, you know, a baby crawling in the seats, or maybe see something that's not right, the officer, he or she could pull that person over. And, you know, just like if you have a light out, a tail light out, a headlight out, or, you know, again, if you're not, have your seatbelt on, or if you're you don't have your lights on during a rainstorm, those are violations that you could be pulled over for.
All right, 1-800-795-9565. We would just love to hear from folks that have similar concerns to Ben and I about the DUI checkpoints not being legal. What one of our listeners says, don't they save lives? Yeah, in Pennsylvania, seatbelt checks and baby seat checks are voluntary. But DUI checkpoints, they set up a roadblock.
But also the big push, the education on how to put a baby seat in properly, or you know, what size should your infant be to get a baby seat, or you know, when you get to those degrees, the educational part you would hope would lead. Now, Mark, do you know anybody that doesn't put their seatbelt on in these days?
Not really anymore. No.
Well, first of all, your vehicle's going to ding, 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 and drive you crazy.
That'll stop after a while.
Yeah, but for the most part, you know, you automatically, because it's been decades of that.
I'm the only person that doesn't drive with a seatbelt that I know of. All right, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemarketwkok.com. We got a letter. One person's not happy about the president using the F word. Another person not happy about the president and his climate goals. Another person very concerned that their legal rights of gun ownership will be infringed upon. We're going to look at those when we come back. You can join that list at onthemarketwkok.com is the email. You can join the list of individuals who've written us a snail mail letter at Post Office Box 1070, and we'll read it next Wednesday. And you can call us 1-800-795-9565.
Waited all summer to buy that new car or truck.
Well, this is it.
Hurry into all Sunbury Motors locations now through Saturday.
At Sunbury Motors Ford,
it's the final days of the Hurry Up and Save sales event. Choose from over 100 new 2019 Ford F-150s with discounts as high as $14,500. And choose from over 50 2019 Ford Escapes. They start at $17,985.
At Sunbury Motors Hyundai,
a 2019 Hyundei Kona SE starts at just $28,852.
There's 13 2019 Tucson SEs starting at $22,619.
And a 2020 Elantra SE is under $20,000 at $19,089.
At Sunbury Motors Kia,
there's 0% financing for up to 75 months on select 2019 Kia Optimas, Sportages, Cadenzas, Sedonas, and Serenos. Your interest rate will be zero until 2025.
And the summer with a new vehicle from Sunbury Motors Ford Lincoln Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza and at Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip in Hummel's Wharf.
Sunbury Motors.
Well, Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the mark, one of our good listeners says, did I hear Mark say he doesn't wear a seatbelt? Yeah, when I come to work in the morning, I don't put it on. No, my beeper only goes off for a few minutes.
You're a rebel.
A minute or so, a very short amount of time. And one of our listeners sent me a text saying the president doesn't wear a seatbelt. So there you go. So I'm in good company, or bad company.
I think he's sitting in his limo.
Well, yeah, that's another topic. But you can get hurt in a limo.
Have you ever seen the Beast?
Look what happened to the Red Wings when they were in a wreck.
Have you ever seen the Beast, though? That's the president's.
Oh, the president's. Well, yeah, that's
the Beast.
Probably
I don't
pretty
think,
safe.
I think a Sherman tank could run into it.
Well, you hit your head on the bar in there. That would hurt. On the mark, brought
president
to you.
Doesn't drink.
No, I didn't say he did, but he could hit his head on the bar if he's in a wreck.
Little wet bar.
On the mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. It's a family-owned dealership since 1915. 4th Street, Sunbury, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Find out tons more about them at sunburymotors.com. They invite you to check out the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury, where they specialize in tons of types of services there. They got an alignment shop. They got a parts shop. They got a great big truck shop. They got a little small car shop. They got every kind of shop there. They'll pump you up with nitrogen, wash the vehicle, line it up, do the body work, you name it. If your vehicle needs done, they can do it at the Quick Lane. And if your vehicle shot, they got Fords, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln. They got a brand new Ford Taurus that's got Mr. Ben Reichley written all over it. All-wheel drive, super-duper cool air conditioning, and they'll take good care of you just like they take care of us at the Sunbury Motor Company. SunburyMotors.com is their website. They would just love to see you, get to know you, meet your vehicle needs at the Sunbury Motor Company. We have a couple of emails. One of our listeners says, DUI checkpoints are a pain in the tush. I usually run into them after work, which makes it a bigger pain. Now, my thinking is, if you aren't drinking and driving, you won't have any problem other than the inconvenience. I want all drunks off the road as they endanger everyone, including themselves.
Yeah, and they do, so we'll think of the responsibility. But as we've talked on this show in the past, if we look at the cost of tobacco, should we ban tobacco? Should we ban alcohol? If you look at the cost of society, are there other things we should ban? I mean, there's some people who think we should ban liberalism.
Why don't we
should ban the Democratic Party.
We should ban Trump.
Conservative.
President Trump. He should be banned.
So, okay.
Speaking of President Trump, one of our good listeners sends us a note, and they literally have sent us a paper note.
We're reading it. This is old
school. I'm very glad. It says, Mark, another big thing against Trump, capital letters to use Joe's emphasis of things that are capital, the use of the F word.
Yeah.
Now, let's stop there. He doesn't use it in public, am I right?
I don't recall that. The only time I recall was in this whole Comey fiasco with the
Russians. Right, but that was in an office.
Well, he said in the office that he's, hey, I'm screwed. They're going to put a prosecutor. I didn't do anything. This is going to hurt the presidency, which any president.
Maybe that's what they mean. The fact that he used
private. Maybe this person who wrote this letter should look at the congresswomen and the congressmen, and particularly the Democrats who are running for office, and the use of the F word. And you and I talked about that. You know, the synonym. You know, to use the word frickin'.
Or
effin'. You know, this is ridiculous. You words do mean something. Words do say something about you. People who continually cuss. My daughter's 16, her and her friends, when the word, and I say this quote-unquote, when the word suck is used, I sort of look at them and I say,
That's not a good word.
Not here, ladies. If you express yourself with those type of words, it does say something about you.
All right, so our listener sends us a note. Says, another big thing against Trump, the use of the F word. Kids start doing it. They won't be respected at school or on a job if they use the F word. It shouldn't be used in movies or on TV either, especially movies like Stephen King's It, where the young kids, are saying it all the time. I hate the word, and I hear many others say they hate it too. I'd vote for removing the F word from our vocabulary.
Yeah, that's fine. And then go listen to, modern day music. not just rap music, but other music. And you hear the word. And again, if that's how you have to express yourself, no, so be it.
I don't know. I hate to say this, but I don't mind the F word. I know people, I don't really use it myself, but I know people who do. I do use it once a year.
I look at them, I say, yo, that's the best you can do?
Well, I just think it really helps you emphasize things in a fun way.
Okay.
You know, like President Trump has done a great job on the economy, but my gosh, he's a blank and train wreck of a person, you know. You have to use it as for true emphasis.
Train wreck as a person?
Right.
Yeah, well
we can argue about whether it's true or not later.
But why do you have to use that to emphasize?
Oh, because it's true.
I mean, you know, like I said, that's the best that you can come up with.
I'd rather
hear somebody say, "Hey, that is a great song," or "That is a great book." That's you have to read this.
That
book.
Is a great.
You don't have to say this is a blank and blank
a
and
great
book.
Blank work.
Yeah, come on.
I don't know. All right, the same listener on the other side of the note addresses tax increases on gasoline, saying no more tax increases on gasoline because gasoline is needed for us to live. The taxes should go on extra things like tobacco. Tobacco causes a health problem. It's a health problem causer. It should be taxed. Gasoline should not be taxed.
Well, I think the letter writer, not the emailer, but the letter writer is talking about taxes on vices, okay, and then also not on necessities. Like in Pennsylvania, if you see over the weekend, and it's funny, other states do this, back to school time, states will do tax free on clothing and school goods.
Oh, okay, tax amnesty.
But Pennsylvania, you go to some of these outlet malls or some of these areas, you see the New York, New Jersey, Maryland license plates. People are coming and buying their clothes because there's no tax on clothing.
Oh, because of the tax free.
So the letter writer, thank you, and good penmanship.
Absolutely, very legible.
So let's get to that one email that the gentleman wrote.
On the topic of the F word, before we switch topics here, I don't want to alcohol or tobacco banned, but I don't want to be harmed by people's misuse. Okay, I got you. Perfect. Mm-hmm. All right. I don't want alcohol or tobacco banned, but I don't want to be harmed by people's misuse of alcohol. And I don't want to smell cigar smoke or cig smoke. And then the same listener says, but the F word has many uses. LOL. George Carlin did a whole comedy skit using those uses. Yeah, I agree. I like the F word. I use it once a year when it's the only word that can do. It's kind of fun. I know some people who use it a lot.
Oh boy.
And
the people use it, noun, pronoun, adjective, verb. I mean, you know, you got some people who can have the F word in every single word in a sentence, and you're thinking to yourself,
absolutely,
going, wow.
All right.
That is cerebral. You have to really try hard to do that.
Another listener says, good morning. Our crazy clown of a president has once again ignored scientists. His goal is simple. Undo everything President Obama did, no matter the cost. He has sharply curtailed regulations on methane emissions, a major contributor to climate change. Time to get him out. Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Bob, for your
email.
Weekly email. We'll see what happens. We're looking at regulations, and we're looking at other things this administration's done to promote business.
All right, let's do this. Next time there's a situation like occurred in Philadelphia, we should send that woman from Vermont in to solve the problem instead of the six policemen who were shot. Something happened in Vermont. I don't know. Must have been something in the news.
That's not Marianne Williamson.
I'm sure she held off police at bay or something.
Oh, I was going to say, I thought it was Marianne Williamson to be able to get the shooter to come out and become one in himself and then become one with society.
Oh.
That's the lady who's running for president on the Democratic side. She's a spiritual leader Clintons.
Oh, the poet. Yes, right. She's
in the Obamas.
Right. So. Another listener says, every week we hear what the weekend figures are for killed and wounded in Chicago. We don't hear about any arrests or convictions for these crimes. I doubt the guns are purchased legally, since that county has very restrictive gun laws, says Dave.
You're probably right on there. And again, the hypocrisy about when people talk about overall gun control and the lack of it in places like Baltimore and Chicago, but also to those police officers in those cities, New York, we're seeing the same thing, are not getting the support from the government that they need, their local government.
All right, last one. Good morning. This president will do anything to hurt the poor. His administration has stopped the poor from getting SNAP, which is food stamps. 500,000 children will no longer get free meals in school. This president needs to go to jail ASAP.
I think everybody's getting free lunches, Bob, so you better double-check that.
Trump goes to jail for his crimes.
We're doing free lunches. Hey, big high school weekend. We talked about Chickalimmie, Seals, you have Lewisburg on the air. Also, Penn State, your Cubbies are trying to hang on. My Cardinals are winning that division. We don't really care about the Yankees, do we?
No, he's right outside the door. He's probably listening. Thanks for coming in, Ben. Yep. We'll see you on Tuesday. Best of on Monday. This is WKOK Sunbury.